الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام دائما أبدا على ختام الأنبياء أحمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وبعد. I begin in the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, and may Allah's peace and blessings and pure salutations descend upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام, his noble companions, his family members, and whomsoever is following the lifestyle of this Nabi until the day of resurrection. Amma ba'd. Jama'atul Muslimin, our ayah of discussion, verse of discussion this morning, inshallah, will be taken from Suratul Nazi'at. Suratul Nazi'at, which is chapter number 79, ayah number 30. In this particular ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us the miraculous teachings of the Holy Quran. We all know that this Holy Quran is a miracle given to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with which he proved his authenticity of being a Nabi, a prophet sent and dispatched by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this Holy Quran, we find that there are over 6,000 signs and scientific proofs showing the authenticity of this Holy Quran, proving to us the truthfulness of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the Quran is not his forgery or his fabrication, but rather this Holy Quran is a divine revelation from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, given to him, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as a miracle, as a mu'jiza, to prove his being a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This ayah, ayah number 30 of chapter 79 of Surah An-Nazi'at, is mentioning about a widely accepted phenomenon that mentions about the shape of the earth. We all know that in early times people believed that the planet earth was flat, and for many centuries, for many years, people were afraid to venture out too far out of fear of falling off the edge. You know, people thought that the planet earth was flat in shape, and so if you could go far, you'd end up falling off the edge. Until the year 1597, when a person, a scientist by the name Sir Francis Drake, came to discover and to find out that the earth is spherical in shape. That is when he sailed around the world in 1597. From then, it became to be known to the people that the earth is spherical in shape and not flat in shape. Now consider this verse, verse number 30 from chapter number 79, Surah An-Nazi'at of the Holy Quran. Consider what this ayah says and compare to this scientific phenomenon. Allah the Most High says,
والأرض بعد ذلك دحاها.
And the earth, moreover, has he made it egg-shaped. I repeat, and the earth, al-ard, moreover, has he meaning Allah, has he, Allah, made egg-shaped. The scientists, in order to describe the spherical shape of the earth, a good example for it is the shape of an egg. We know that the earth is not exactly round like a bow, but it is geospherical. It is flattened at the poles. And a good example for it is an egg. And so Allah says, وَالْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ دَحَاهَا. And the earth, moreover, has he made it egg-shaped. And the word دَحَاهَا comes from a root word, dihya, and dihya in Arabic language means an ostrich egg. And modern research has proved to us that the most resembling object of the earth in its spherical shape is an ostrich egg. And so Allah has used the word dihya, which in Arabic language means an ostrich egg. And it is only an ostrich egg that resembles most the spherical shape of the earth. So from this we come to learn that the Holy Quran is a book of signs and not a book of science, because science can change. We can see that the Quran has mentioned these phenomena 1400 years ago when no one dreamt about science. And why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mention all these scientific proofs in the Holy Quran? This was to show us the truthfulness, the authenticity of this Holy Quran being a divine revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we all know that science is just a newborn baby. And so this makes it to be bounding on each and everyone who does not believe in the authenticity of this Holy Quran and the prophethood of Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. It is bounding upon him to either accept Quran and recognize it to be a divine revelation, for it has mentioned scientific proofs, scientific phenomena in an age wherein no one dreamt about science. Or if one does not accept it, one still has some doubt in as far as the authenticity of the Holy Quran is concerned, then let him bring forth, let him produce one chapter, indeed few verses that can resemble the Holy Quran in its eloquence and its deep meanings. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide those who have doubt in as far as the authenticity of the Holy Quran is concerned. Wassalamu alaikum.